This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. One of Washington, D.C.'s biggest industries has happened upon some interesting times. Lobbying still does involve money and power and schmoozing over multi-course meals, but Marketplace's David Gura reports that a slow economy and a slower Congress have changed the way the influence business works.
Lobbyist Rich Gold meets me in the bar at the Willard. That's an old hotel where the term lobbying is said to have been coined. Back in the 1870s, Gold's professional forebears plied President Grant with cigars and booze. So as I sit down with Gold, I'm wondering, vodka or gin?
I guess in some ways I'm kind of the breakthrough generation. I have never had a martini at lunch.
So ice water it is. Gold has been lobbying for two decades for trade groups and for a handful of cities, including Atlanta and Charlotte. And Gold says the culture of lobbying has changed.
There's no walking into a back room anymore and saying, I need this, tapping the table and getting it done.
And the economic downturn also affected lobbying, Gold says, after 15 years of growth.
The recession came late to Washington, and end of 2010, 2011, 2012. Were relatively lean years, and we're seeing that in D.C. with some brand-name firms really struggling now.
Lawmaking specialists are less valuable than they once were.
Jerry Sikorsky is one of Gold's colleagues. He lobbies for an insurance company and for a few Native American tribes. We meet in a cafeteria on Capitol Hill, where martinis aren't on the menu, by the way. Sikorsky, who used to represent Minnesotans in Congress, says the federal government is still operating. It's still buying things. It's still regulating industries and collecting taxes.
What's changed is the overarching lawmaking, policymaking pieces of it aren't happening.
Sikorsky says you can't fundamentally reinvent yourself, but you can adjust, and many lobbyists have had to. What firms look for in lobbyists these days is expertise in a particular subject matter. Mike House runs the legislative practice at Hogan Lovells, and his lobbying portfolio includes some petroleum companies, Nissan, and the BCS, the Bold Championship Series. And House says there are fewer lobbyists than there used to be.
You know, business is down. I think all the statistics have shown that. I think business is down about 3%, if I'm not mistaken, over last year.
Lawmakers are spending more time away from Washington. Last year, there were just 159 legislative days when the House of Representatives was in session. And Congress isn't passing many bills. Last year, just 87 became law. So a lobbyist like House adjusts.
We always say Washington goes legislation, regulation, litigation, legislation.
He says this is the regulation stage right now. There's financial reform rule writing. There's the implementation of the Affordable Care Act. And even though the legislative process is moving slowly, it is moving. There are people interested in tax reform, for example.
That'll be a 2 to 4, maybe even a 6-year process when it's all said and done. But the smart people get in early.
More firms are taking what they call a multidisciplinary approach to lobbying. Lobbyists work hand-in-hand with lawyers, and some firms hire strategic communications consultants. Back on the Hill, I meet Dan Bryant in a Senate office building. He heads the lobbying practice at Covington and Burling. His specialty is beverages. Bryant lobbies for Monster Energy Drinks and PepsiCo, a company he used to work for. And the relatively light legislative load doesn't seem to faze him.
The need to be explaining your business more clearly, more in a more compelling way, has never been more important, both in the U.S. and elsewhere.
Public policy, Bryant says, has become more global, so his firm has grown its business overseas. It just expanded its office in Brussels to lobby European governments, and because many foreign companies want to lobby the U.S.
I think as long as governments and government officials are making decisions that affect the public and that affect the business community, there will be lobbying.
Though what it involves will continue to change. In Washington, I'm David Gura for Marketplace.